This is Bob Fetrakis with The Other Side of the News, brought to you by thefreepress.org. WGRN 94.1. This is Bob Fetrakis bringing you The Other Side of the News. And make sure you pick up the new Free Press. By the time you hear this, the Free Press will be going to print. And soon after, you'll find it on progressive newsstands everywhere. Which may not be a lot to Mr. Dan Dugan.
Yes.
My co-host.
Yes, or apprentice, if you will.
The apprentice. Well, I'm not sure that fits in with Trump.
Just don't fire me, sir.
You're an apprentice.
I'll be the Sherman.
Are you a Boy Scout? Were you in the Boy Scouts?
Cub Scouts. Didn't get very far.
I was briefly in the Boy Scouts. I was in Detroit. I did attain the lowest rank of Tenderfoot.
Tenderfoot, yes.
And right. We used to have to go camping on a city golf course along the Rouge River.
That was roughing it.
Yeah. Dodging
tough
balls
in the suburbs of Detroit.
Well, some of those auto worker golf duffer hackers.
Yes. Went,
look out! Uh-oh. Incoming!
Wake you up in the morning.
Yeah, we had our own special patch. Mm-hmm. Wore little hard hats as we walked along the mighty polluted Rouge River.
Well, see, I grew up in Newark, Ohio, where there's a golf course that's an ancient mound builder's effigy mound.
Now, who builds a golf course on a
sacred Indian
serpent?
Genius white people, I guess, or genius people, maybe I should say. So it's not to prejudice the discussion, but
they've got some good ridges there. We can put some sand in front of it.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, and it turns out you're allowed to walk on the mounds. You can't walk on the course, or particularly the greens.
Yeah, you can't.
Greens are completely
the greens are
off.
Sacred.
Yes, so there
many
you go.
Many a white ball is buried there.
the sacred sphere that, you know, they can worship, right?
Well, I don't know if you saw Mr. Trump going to the Boy Scout Jamboree and totally politicizing it.
Uh-huh.
In violation of kind of nonprofit entities, the Boy Scouts had to issue a statement distancing themselves from the president.
Wow. What kind of a merit badge did they get for that, I wonder?
What's sad, Jay? You bring in this megalomaniac, right, this social path, and the reason you join the Boy Scouts is because character building, like
absolutely
trustworthy, brave.
That's right. Courageous. Yes, all of that. Courteous.
Yes.
Quite courteous. That should be.
And then you bring in the rudest dude on planet Earth. It's like
wasn't it thrifty and friendly too? But
yeah, he was gonna
thrifty. That was a good.
And then I don't know why he proposed a new badge for genitalia grabbing, but it was totally inappropriate.
Yes. Right? Yes. Quite. There you go. But he also threatened. I heard him speaking that yesterday. I thought that was the same event where he was threatening to fire Congress if they don't repeal the ACA.
And he's trying to fire his own attorney general, Jeff Sessions, to force him out because he's not biased. Apparently, the attorney general sees himself as the highest law enforcement officer in the land and doesn't want to interfere with an ongoing special prosecutor.
Imagine that.
Looking into the Russian situation, which, by the way, you're going to want to read the Free Press because the cover story looks into the recent allegations and comes to the obvious conclusion. Now, let me give you the quiz. Casinos.
Oh boy. Yes.
Plus luxury high-end apartment equals
tax dollars?
Possibly. A good answer. I'm thinking money laundering.
Oh, no. Go on.
Apparently, there's these five families that were in New York City.
Yes.
Known as the Mafia. And apparently, development, you have to deal with these, some would call them Mafia families.
Entities, yes, right.
And Trump
organization
seems to have had a long relationship with them going back to the late 70s.
Absolutely.
And then more recently, as his brand went worldwide, including that great Trump building in Azerbaijan, one of the most brutal and authoritarian regimes on earth, and Baku, which hasn't opened yet, but the New Yorker...
Not a big tourist destination yet. So.
The Daily Investment News and other entities are talking about Trump laundered money to the mob. So the secret eighth guy...
The eighth guy in the room.
Was a money launderer.
There you go.
Or allegedly a money launderer. And
right.
He'd been charged with laundering $1.4 billion of Eastern European currency illegally obtained by organized crime. And so if you live in Russia, the Russian mob, the oligarchs, the Russian military, the intelligence, and Putin kind of all work together for Mother Russia.
Of course. Yes.
And the mob may
and
have
the almighty
had
dollar and,
information
and, yes, and
on Mr. Trump.
Right.
Does that shock you?
I'm stunned.
You've been around
I'm
the
glad
block.
I'm sitting down. That's all I can say.
You've driven taxi.
You knocked my shoes off, Bob. Yes, I drove a taxi cab once. Yes, once upon a time in Columbus. And before that, I drove senior sedans in Newark, Ohio. That was fun.
Yeah. But yes. Did you ever do politics? Did you ever work with any of them political groups?
Yes,
like
I
Acorn?
Did. I worked with Acorn, and we had a housing campaign at some point of squatting, trying to take back houses for the people in neighborhoods that are being displaced. And we did a lot of door knocking. We had issues concerning utilities, and Acorn was a very interesting organization that, of course, has been unfunded. As a result of fraudulent accusations, but that's just coming from us, from somebody like an old alumni that spent some time with those folks.
Well, the,
I like their community.
And again,
building.
I dealt with Acorn. Many of their members
sure
lived at my house in Detroit, and remember that Karl Rove had U.S. attorneys fired who would not indict Acorn.
There you go. Yeah, yeah.
And the Acorn thing was based on a doctored tape.
Exactly.
I mean, Acorn's real sin, from my perspective, Mr. Dugan,
yes.
Was to register poor people to vote.
How dare they?
They were out there going
probably
door
two
to
and
door.
Three times, if
the
you
Democratic
believe the Trump
Party,
administration.
The mainstream party has become so lame, many of them get a little scared going into urban inner city areas.
Oh, my.
But
yes.
The Acorn people went door to door.
Of course they did.
And it's one of the key reasons Obama won in 2008.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
Because
they
here in Ohio,
Ohio's
famous for deregistering voters. In fact, J. Kenneth Blackwell and particularly John Houston, the current Secretary of State, think their job is to purge or deregister voters.
Do. Right. Because, because the numbers would stack up.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them
against
are
them
voting while black.
There they go again. Absolutely.
So today also the Senate voted to debate the Affordable Care Act and to repeal it. So there's going to be 20 hours of debate.
They have a whole
side, nearly Dems and Republicans.
Yes, nearly a day to discuss something that could affect most of us for quite a long time.
And
sure.
At least 20 million likely to be thrown off the Affordable Care Act rolls, the insurance rolls,
right.
If the Republican version of this bill goes forward. And again, the United States is the only advanced Western democracy without universal health care. Everyone else virtually on planet Earth has figured it out that health care is a human right. If someone was sick, you shouldn't say we can't treat you because you don't have insurance.
Precisely. I'm with you because I'll be out in the cold, too, as will many, many people. And but they want to honor what they've been promising for such a long time, or that's how they would put it. But in fact, what they really want to do is monkey wrench the whole system and try to help the insurance companies to make even more money. That's the way it looks to just someone like myself, armchair quarterback like myself.
Making the rich richer.
There you go. Why not?
Well,
for the trickle down.
Because what the insurance companies don't like is somebody actually needs health care, has a pre-existing condition like they're diabetic.
Yeah.
Those are the people they like to throw off.
In my case, it's my eye. I have a herpetic condition. It's been infected numerous times, and the vision's pretty bad, legally blind, so to speak. So that's for me a pre-existing condition. So, yeah.
Yeah, they like to insure, healthy people that are good profit units.
There you go. Right. Absolutely.
And there's been tremendous protests. I don't know if you followed any of that here in Columbus.
At the last salon, some of the folks who had been at the... At Portman's office, right? That's what you're... Yes.
Yeah, right here. Five of them occupied it overnight. And then the ADAPT people, disabled people, went down in solidarity and sat in the lobby. And, of course, somebody called EMS to come in, even though no victim was found, so they could all be arrested for interfering with emergency medical personnel.
Oh, I see. Okay, that's how that worked.
The 10th floor was involved. The Food and Beverage Association. Somebody made a call about somebody in coronary distress, but the EMS couldn't find him. And the key thing is the ADAPT people, the disabled people in wheelchairs, were not, in fact, blocking the elevators. They were blocking a few, but they had left one empty just for such an emergency. But Columbus's finest showed up, and a video went viral of one of the people in the wheelchair
being knocked out.
Thrown out. Although friends of the police like to think that the disabled person dove out to make the police look bad.
Right.
Why not? When you have a major disability and you're in a wheelchair, mm-hmm. a lot of times you like to dive face first to make the cops look bad.
Right. That's the first thought. Yeah. Sure. Amazing. And then aren't you also in the process or have you already gotten back some of the motorized gear that
that was a controversy. Even though it wasn't evidence, the police locked up one of the disabled people's scooter.
Aha.
Then it became one of the great and epic battles to get the scooter back. And to their credit,
free the scooter, right?
Councilman Stenziano, who
free the Columbus scooter.
ADAPT contacted, I contacted as well, was actually very helpful, as was George Speaks.
I should hope so.
Who's the assistant safety director. But the police were like, or whoever runs that property room, I had a much better chance of getting out there with large amounts of smack and fentanyl than I did retrieving.
You're not touching that scooter, Petrakis.
The scooter's hot property. We've got it in here. And unless you come up with the obscure paperwork. They actually said the mayor had to sign off before the radical scooter.
Sign off the scooter, yes. Sign that scooter out. There you go.
And the chant was going up everywhere, all over America. Free the scooter one.
Yes, the Columbus scooter one. There you go.
The scooter one. Free the scooter.
Yes. By God. And did you?
For the record, we did free the scooter.
Yay!
The scooter was free.
Woohoo!
Long
victory.
Live.
Victory.
The free scooter.
Oh, man. It's amazing.
Not only that.
What little victories, right?
Hopefully the insurance companies won't be taking the scooters back from those that are disabled.
Right.
We no longer have the Affordable Health Act. Here's a really bad walker.
Uh-huh. There you go.
You're listening to WGRN, the Green Renaissance Station, 94.1. This is Bob Petrakis in the studio with the co-host who wants to be called the apprentice.
Yes, Bob's apprentice. Right.
As he started out, but Mr. Dan Dugan, who's been around, who's seen some things.
I have seen a few things
in my 60 years.
Well, I've seen a number of rallies down at the State House over the years with a whole lot of people who have some very intelligent things to say, and often being ignored or being portrayed in the news as a fringe, when in fact, you know, it's people who have a right to speak out. And I, obviously, that's what this radio station is for, too. But I think justice, maybe, is what we're looking for. Mm-hmm. But, you know, those words can get bandied about a lot. But free speech, primarily, because this is one point, and I made this point to some rednecks in an Indiana bar recently. The First Amendment comes before the Second, so I'll have my say before you shoot me. They found that funny. Well, 5 out of 6, and the other guy limped away yelling stuff at me as they were dragging him out of the bar. But anyway.
As I've said, you've seen things. I'd be remiss to not ask you the key question. Have you seen Fire and Rain?
Ah, yes. Lonely times when I could not find a friend, Bob. Let me tell you.
Did you ever see Sweet Baby?
I've gambled and lost, that's for sure.
Did you ever see Sweet Baby James?
Yes, I did. He fell out of his chair at the Athens Folk Festival Or the Athens police. This was 1974, and yeah.
Oh, well, he may have had some problems back then.
He had trouble with that chair, I'm telling you. So, but yeah. Carly Simon showed up and made it all okay. Yeah. But I have seen Sweet Baby James.
And Carly Simon's associated with Simon and Schuster family.
I've seen a lot of music, that's for sure. I saw Ike and Tina Turner at the State Fair. There you go. Not everybody can say that. I went for both shows. Double helping of that. That was great.
Well, despite Ike's obvious problems with domestic violence, he was arguably, he played guitar on the first rock song in history, according to many rock historians.
Well, I couldn't take my eyes off of Tina and her backup singers myself, so, you know, that kind of thing. But it was great. But that's just one of many things. You're asking me what I've seen, so I've seen
Fire and Rain was cute.
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Yes.
And here, as a political musician, is Dylan appropriate at this point? Has the wind begun to howl Donald Trump?
Ooh, that's a good question. And we'll probably be finding out. But also, you know, Donald has been asking his own questions, like, can I pardon my son? Can I pardon myself?
The wind is howling then.
Wow, that's a howling.
I'm
amazed.
Anytime the president comes out and says, I have virtually unlimited power of pardon, you're going, well, what's on your mind there, Mr. President?
I think Propecia is on his mind. That's what I think it is. Because that is one way of preventing baldness that can cause you to go quite insane. So maybe we have a reason here that's been put forth before. So.
Well, we could look at the medical MD online. Didn't they just sell that?
The medical MD
WebMD, right?
Yeah, site. Don't need that, right?
Look up. Could Donald Trump be suffering from madness due to his use of Propecia?
Could have been. Could have been.
Mr. Dugan has put that into play, and I think it makes sense to me. Side effect, is it not?
Well, it supposedly is. That and impotence, but we won't go there, right? It's a family show.
It's a family show. Good.
Absolutely.
So what are you thinking about politically these days?
I'm thinking how the two big parties look like they're falling on their
duopoly
faces. The duopoly? And it is time for something like a Green Party to step forward. And I believe that probably people that listen to this show and come to your salons and participate in the kind of politics that might bring more justice. Maybe it's time for that, eh?
I hear you there. And again, there's activity within the Democratic Party itself. You've got those Bernie-crats. Where did you come down on the Bernie issue?
Well, I wasn't sure Bernie could win myself. But hey, you know, I'm a cautious old lefty. So, but I certainly would have been happy to vote for him had I had that option, that's for sure. I don't completely understand why so many people turned against Hillary. I mean, I get it that she was involved in some emails and that was a bit of a scandal.
A deliberate but, leaking of emails about the Clinton Foundation, but, the DNC.
But she did seem competent, and I certainly thought that it her record was better than Trump's, and maybe it was time to have a woman president. Maybe. But dare we suppose something like that?
So are you suggesting that Trump is not competent to be president?
Again, back to the propitia. I'll rest with the propitia as far as that goes.
But come on, there's been leaders before. Is he worse than Nero?
Well, I was thinking that maybe the emperor who just exited would look rather good through history if you do put him between Nero and Caligula. So that would be the younger Bush and Mr. Trump as your Nero and Caligula. So I think Mr. Obama is going to look much better in history.
I think one day there'll be a epic play written called I, Domicus.
Well, they did have the New York Public Theater did do Julius Caesar with a man dressed with Caesar portraying, looking like Trump, dressed as Trump, acting like Trump, playing Caesar. And, of course, this was much criticized from the right, of course.
Right.
Absolutely. You know, those commies on stage and things of that sort.
I'm thinking what would have been better is somebody dressed up like Trump playing Sid Caesar.
Oh, that's very nice. I like that on your show of shows, right?
Right.
Well, it's probably the TV show that Donald had that we were referencing earlier that probably got him in the White House in the first place. He looked presidential, right down to the chair that he sat in, or so they say.
Mm-hmm. So. And the fact that you had 16 other people running in the Republican Party splitting the vote.
Absolutely. Yep. And somehow he cut through. It's
amazing.
Well,
I mean, estimated whatever it was, $3.4 billion in free media. Of course, politically, we call that earned media.
Mm-hmm.
The major networks couldn't get enough of them. And the more outrageous more they showed him.
There you go. And the more his defenders stood up and got angry and yelled a lot and got out and voted. For not as many people, but the way the Electoral College continues to operate, he's in there. Which, by the way, I was going to say.
Loser wins.
The recent news that Kushner, yesterday, he made a statement. And I thought, well, here's a guy at least that is reading his speech. And his point was that the people voted, Trump is in, everybody that's against him is just sour grapes, and they're trying to take away the legitimate voters. They're trying to discredit the legitimate voters of Trump. So in other words, they're trying to make them feel, as if they're stealing away their leader anyway.
Well,
That's the point, I believe, by
3 million popular votes, but since we still operate under a racist electoral college, I mean, that's the basis of it. Historians will tell you is that you didn't want to vote directly because in many of these southern states, the slave master, the slave owner, got to vote 60%. Of his slaves in the three-fifths clause.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
So you wanted to dilute it and say, really, all the popular vote is doing is going for electors, and then these electors...
Yes, would make the right choice.
Yes, will make the right choice.
Mm-hmm.
So Virginia was the largest state because they counted their slaves who were chattel, legally property, at 60%.
Right, there you go.
And then we
got really amazing.
Then we got really liberal, and you brought
real
this
history
up with the mound there in NERC.
Look out!
Is that in 1924 we broke down and gave Native Americans the right to vote?
How about that? And somewhere along there, a few years before, I believe women got the right.
Four years before,
amazing.
It's like, okay, women got the right to vote, and then I'm like, anybody? We forget the original inhabitants of the continent, probably.
Right, so
And, of course, here's a question. Not supposed to answer it. Not supposed to necessarily.
Rhetorical, if it were.
What
as it were.
Was the status of Native Americans prior to 1924, legally?
Non-citizens?
Yes.
Resident aliens?
Wards of the state.
Wards of the state. Thank you. Thank you for pointing that out.
adult and mature enough.
Exactly.
Much like yourself when the warm weather, they were running around half naked, cavorting with Satan.
That's
me. You've cavorted half naked before.
Oh, half naked with Satan. That's the only way to do it. I mean, you know, I might go all the way next time Satan appears.
But the rhetoric of the Indian Wars was, you know, they were out there,
right,
heathens,
yes,
half naked.
Yes.
Having sex outside the missionary position.
These wild, absolutely, how terrible that is. Yes, these wild children in the wilderness, and they had to be saved.
They did.
By good Christian
Thank God
upbringing.
You seem to be familiar
with... And haircuts. Don't forget haircuts.
You seem Very to be important. Familiar with this line of thought, and hopefully you could beat their native language out of them.
Well, yes. They had to do what they had to do as God told them to do, or so they believed, or we believed, I guess. Although, you know, my people came in pretty much later.
So when you were growing up...
Just my way of sort of dodging it, sort of like I won't accept a responsibility for where the world is because I don't golf and I ain't no Mason. But that's another song I wrote a long time ago, so...
Can you give us some lyrics from it? Just, I like that. I don't golf and I ain't no Mason.
Well, that was
but
the
are
chorus.
You a knight?
That was the
are
chorus.
You a knight of Malta?
Not yet. No. No. Again, I'm not. So there's a golfer right here sitting across from me. But hey, I'm not going to hold it against Bob because.
Because
he got the scooter
I've never taken. Yeah, because I was hoping I could keep it and ride it around the golf course for a day.
Yes. In triumph.
Save me some money on the golf cart.
Right. You might have to walk one of these times.
And carry my own clubs. Isn't that what young, nubile teenagers are for?
Do they still do that? Are still caddies out there?
Not at the Gahamas City Course, but
good way for a kid to earn his way through college. Yeah.
Did you ever caddy?
No. As a matter of fact, I really spent very little time on the
golf
course.
Did you ever date?
I always thought that was for rich kids.
Did you ever date caddy women or people?
Caddy women. Well, yeah, I guess I did once or twice, but we'll name no names.
Is Donald Trump caddy?
Oh, man. He's a big, fluffy lion who must be stroked at every turn in the road so that he can feel good about himself. He's what an interesting reality show that is, I tell you.
Should Donald Trump resign?
I would love it, but I don't think you're going to see it yet. And I think the Republicans are going to play it so that they begin to try to remove him before the midterms, so they look like they're really doing something.
More fearful.
Besides just voting to bring the ACA to a debate.
Just about ready to wrap up here, but more fearful of Trump or Pence, Mr. Dugan.
In the long run, I'd say Pence, but right now it's Mr. Trump we must deal with, sir. Trumpty Dumpty, right on that wall, let's knock him off, hey?
So, again, August 9th, the day that Richard Nixon resigned. Do you remember where you were?
not really. I remember where I was when John Lennon died, and I remember where I was when the Beatles played Ed Sullivan, watching.
Well,
but
I remember.
To tell you the truth, I don't remember where I was when Nixon resigned. I remember around then, and as a kid and a debater in high school and paying attention to politics, I got my Newsweek delivered every week, so. I remember the news from the paper, too, but I don't remember. I was probably playing baseball, Bob.
Again, that's when future lefties of America actually played the national pastime.
Yes.
Including myself.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Well, it looks like it's
Real
time
Americans.
To wrap up. Make sure you
And I'm
pick
not
up
fired?
The new issue.
I might be hired.
Not
we'll
yet.
See. Stay
I
tuned.
I may leak it that... It's unfair that you're on the show. You're like my Jeff Sessions. You either get behind me 100%.
What is it that you would have me do, sir? Whatever it is, I will try.
Loyalty.
Tenfold loyalty.
Loyalty. It's what I wanted.
I'm down on my hands and knees.
Out of the former
I'm not worthy.
FBI director.
I'm not worthy.
I want you to kiss the ring. We're out of here. Thanks, Mr. Dugan.
Hey, thank you, Bob.